Y'all ever heard the saying, better late than never?
Sounds like it's that time of the month.
Well, kids, this show may be so late.
Well, it is.
It might be never.
And it isn't, if you know what I mean.
Some of the stuff they're talking about is so old.
Let's see how it came out.
Hell, it's new again.
Look at this.
And speaking of old.
Unbelievable.
Here come Colin Burton from FizzleandPop.com.
I'm funny how? You funny like I'm a clown and you lose you?
And Derek Knight from SonOfCheese.com.
I make you laugh. I'm here to fucking amuse you.
With the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour.
It is the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. It's, hey, you know, we've done it yet again. We've got together and we're going to record stuff for your listening enjoyment. I'm Derek Knight from SonOfCheese.com. With me, as always, Colin Burton from FizzleandPop.com.
You're just so smooth.
I know. Look at me. I am like smooth European. Yes. My sister Heather from Matt and Spam.
Hi there.
My wife Heather is feeding my baby Max right now.
Hello.
Yeah. My baby likes the booby. The booby like
just like you.
Pretty much. So, yeah, last weekend, and I can say last weekend, and you'll be like, last weekend, this weekend. No, we're together this weekend, so this won't post until later, but the weekend of June 21st was Take Your View on Vacation weekend, and Heather and I went down to, of all places, Roswell, New Mexico, which is a shithole, shitty little shit town in the middle of fucking nowhere in a desert, and with a lot of flies and bad service. But Heather and Colin went to Sin City, Las Vegas, Nevada, and I acted as kind of their travel agent since I had been there several times, and Colin was kind of trepidatious, of course. Go back to that episode about vacations, and you can listen to Colin, how just Colin hates to travel and all the stuff that can go wrong and will go wrong and
some such and whatnot.
Some such and whatnot. But, Colin, you had a good time.
Yeah, I did.
See? And what was it that you said as you were leaving?
As I was leaving?
As you were leaving Vegas?
Would you like me to tell him?
Yeah.
I hate it when your brother's right, but he's right. He said I'd want to come back right away, and I do.
Yep. It's tough to come back to work after you've been on vacation, especially a fast-paced vacation like you guys went on, but
shows and magic.
Yeah, shows and magic and foods.
Hookers.
Hookers and beer. Not all the shows, I mean, all the shows that I wanted you to see, almost, save some for later, but not all the food that I wanted you to eat, sadly. You skipped out on the restaurants because
you
you're
let
too,
me down there.
Well, you let yourself down, mister.
I can't call him, but
he didn't do enough.
I gave him the phone numbers of the restaurants and said they take reservations.
Well, why didn't you call and make reservations?
Do I have to hold his hand through this entire process?
Apparently.
He is a grown man. He's like 10 years older than I am.
Yeah, but I don't deal with restaurants. I don't.
He doesn't do restaurants.
I do restaurants that I can walk in.
You need people. Anyway, why don't you kids tell us about your trip? Hey, go ahead. On you. Huh?
Well, it was a good trip.
Oh.
Wow. Hey,
tell it again.
We drove.
Yep.
And I drive very fast, so we got there. We left here at like 4 in the morning, and we got to Vegas 2:30 their time.
That is a good time.
Uh-huh.
You made, you picked up a half an hour somewhere.
Yeah.
Did you ever stop for gas?
Actually, we did. We stopped every $50, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Exactly. So, but we got there, and it was 111 degrees.
Just as a side note for our listeners, you can hear Max fussing right now
if you
listen closely.
Sorry, I'm trying to keep him quiet.
Oh, no. I'd rather we hear him.
I think people want to hear Max.
So anyway, you drove, and you drove fast, and you got there in really good time.
Really
faster
good
than
time.
I've ever made it.
Yep.
We only saw, like, two cops the whole time.
Yeah, I told you.
There are no
Utah,
cops in Utah.
They have beehives, and that's what they've got.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
You could drive like a bat out of hell through Utah. Lord knows I've done it.
Oh, I did it.
Yeah, pushing 9,500 through Utah.
Yep. So, but we got there, and it was 111 degrees.
It's not bad. It's actually cool for this time of year.
Yeah. Well, 2 days later, we were taking a cab to the Tropicana, and the guy asked us why, if that's where we were staying, and Colin said, no, we just didn't want to walk anymore. And he goes, oh, I understand, walking in the 104-degree heat. And I says, is that all it is?
Yeah, is that it? Please.
Whatever.
I don't even sweat till 105. But
exactly.
Yeah, well, and you're like, you know, don't stay at the Tropicana, kids, because it's not good.
It didn't look good.
No.
Oh, the little baby is not having it right now.
See, don't stay at the Tropicana. Yep. It makes him sad.
Tropicana makes babies sad.
Yep.
Little Max will cry if you stay at the Tropicana.
That's right.
But you guys stayed at the Paris.
We did stay at the Paris.
And how did you find the Paris to suit your needs?
It suited our needs. well enough.
Yeah. All you need is a place to sleep and shower.
Yeah, we only ate there at one of the restaurants once, and that was it for their restaurants. We
it
gave
wasn't
up on them.
Very good.
Yeah, no. So, you know, it's tricky because, you know, when we first went, we tried some of the buffets. And that's what people say, oh, you got to go to the buffets. You know what? Not so good. Also, like the little just basic restaurants inside the casinos, not so good.
No.
But so you learned your lesson there.
We did.
Yeah.
We did. But we went, I mean, out of all the places we went to eat, I mean, the burger bar was excellent.
Well, and that was certainly one of the recommendations on the list.
Yes.
That didn't require reservations.
Yeah. No. Yeah, it's a show up and get seated kind of place. Yeah.
Yep. And we actually went to the buffet in Harris called Flavors.
Yeah.
And we did their breakfast buffet one day and then the lunch the next day. And it was actually really good, I thought.
Okay.
It was, Colin was kind of lukewarm about
it. We'll put it on.
It's a buffet.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
Yeah, it's a buffet, but it was good. And
I think the best buffet that Heather and I have eaten at doesn't even exist anymore. It was in Aladdin, and Aladdin's now Planet Hollywood. So hell with the buffets.
Yeah. We went to a little place called Witchcraft, which was apostrophe.
Oh, Sandwichcraft, yeah.
Yeah, W-I-C-H, Witchcraft. And their sandwiches were
good.
That's
in the MGM, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yes. you were literally across the way from Diego.
Were we?
Yep.
Yes.
Oh, was that restaurant?
One of the restaurants on the list. It was all red.
Remember?
No.
It's across from a blue one.
I said, do you feel like Mexican, or do you want just something quick?
Oh, my God.
I don't, right.
I didn't have the list with me.
Poor choice.
On the freaking list. Tableside guacamole, best Mexican food I've ever had, all manner of fine tequilas, and you walk up and say, oh, you want Mexican or something?
They have margarita popsicles.
They do.
They have margarita
popsicles.
There was a reason we decided not to go in there.
Because it was on the list?
No,
I think it was just because it looked like a, you know, a big restaurant.
It is. It's quite high end.
We were kind of, well,
what were anyway.
We on our way to do?
All I wanted to do was sit down and eat somewhere, but
that's
I don't know.
Right.
Because it I had a blister the size of Rhode Island on my toe. And
right. Well, we have passed, Heather and I have walked by Witchcraft several times, so please do tell us, as we're going into the higher end joints, but please do tell us how Witchcraft was.
It actually was very good. I mean, the sandwiches were good. They were very expensive, though. I mean,
all of it is. But,
Did we have chips? I don't think we had chips.
No,
we just had
the sandwiches.
We just had sandwiches and drinks, but everything was like a la carte, you know? So it's like we had our sandwiches, and then we each had a soda, and I got a bottle of water, and it was like $40.
Not surprised.
Holy cow.
And each drink.
What was on that sandwich?
Roast beef.
And magic.
And magic, apparently.
And Soylent Green and awesome.
But each soda and the water were each $3.50 each. And it was just like a normal size bottle of water or strawberry soda.
Yeah, and it was like a strawberry Stewart soda.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it was crazy expensive. Yeah.
You would have probably got about the same at Diego.
Yeah. Well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
I know
for their lunch, because their lunch menu was cheaper than their dinner menu.
There was a reason why we just kept walking in, but I don't remember it now.
That's awesome.
I think we just didn't want to deal with a whole sit down. We just wanted to grab food and
maybe
continue on with what we were doing.
Well, joke's on you now, huh?
I guess so.
Gee, we're going to have to go back.
So, yeah, okay. Yeah, we'll all have to go back together so I can literally guide you to the places that you must try. But,
take us
by
the hand.
But
are you
going to
bring a taser and like tase him if he gets out of line?
Yeah, I'll have a cattle prod and I'll just walk behind him. But if he strays from the path, I'll just right in the ass. And
why the ass?
Keep you in line. Well, that's the meaty part. And you don't want to zap his brain. You know, got to keep that healthy. Just zap him where it stings a little and he'll keep in line.
Okay.
But anyway, you saw some awesome shows. Why don't you tell the kids, the listener, about that?
We saw Penn & Teller first night.
Yeah.
Really good show.
Awesome, awesome. Got to meet them afterwards you guys
got
did.
Got to meet them after, and we totally blew it again on what we were supposed to do. We were supposed to tear off the tops of our tickets to get this little
commemorative booklet.
Yeah, and instead, we didn't see that. So we just bought one.
You lined their already gold-lined pockets.
Yeah. Exactly. So, and that was the first night. Then we had
Matt King
in the afternoon.
He was so much fun.
He is. He's a lot of fun. Howdy. I'm Matt King.
Hi. I'm Matt King.
No, howdy.
Oh, howdy.
No,
it was. Howdy. Howdy. Yes. I'm Matt King. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And that was a good show. And then that night we had Mamma Mia.
Mamma Mia. Soon to be a major motion picture.
Apparently,
but you've seen the play, so you don't have to see the movie.
You're right. I don't. I know Heather's going to, but I don't have to.
Yep, you've seen it. You've seen the chick flick in form of a Broadway style play. And yes. I will say, I would never have seen Mamma Mia unless somebody else were paying.
Somebody
else paid, and I saw it, and I was actually impressed.
And Derek was singing along.
I liked the set. It was really cool.
Yeah, the set was very cool.
Yeah,
very cool. And I liked everybody's voices.
It's interesting. And then the last night we saw
Oh is wonderful. Oh is the water.
And I love those seats. Those seats are perfect.
Yeah,
even though we got wet, they were
front
perfect.
Row.
Yeah, that's the kind of we saw Mystère first, and we were in the balcony, and there's so much stuff going on. We're like, this is perfect seats. And so we got balcony seats for and we realized.
Not so good.
Not so good. Need to be so close for that. So I'm glad you guys got to see it close, because that's the only way to see that show.
When we were walking in, and I handed the lady my ticket, she laughed. She goes, "You're gonna get wet." And I did. I mean, the one guy, the fan dancer, kicked water all over me.
Yeah.
And then some lady behind us, when he was doing his, you know, solo dance where it's all focused on him and all of his posturing and all that. You know, he's wearing basically a G-string and
pretty much
nothing else. And the lady behind us said, "Ooh, nice ass." And right after that, he flipped his fan up in front of his butt.
Nice.
Turned around, looked over his shoulder and went, ka-ching, with the fan over his butt.
So, nice. Amusing.
Yeah.
The, when we were at O, I mean, they have the guys circulating through the crowd before the show.
Right.
And, we like the clowns, but Bums on Fire. Setting the homeless folk on fire is my favorite part
of that
show.
Awesome.
And I told Colin, I said, Bums on Fire. He's on what? I said, Homeless Folk on Fire. You'll know. And he forgot I told him.
Yeah.
But he knows
it
now
was
what
very
I mean.
It was very impressive. I can't imagine being that guy in that suit on fire like that.
Yeah, and
just walking around doing his thing. It's just like,
but that, you know, and that's the thing about a Cirque du Soleil show. They can change people out. They do the same shit every night, but they're really good at it.
Yeah,
And I think it's well worth the money. You know, it's hard to explain to somebody. Yeah, you're going to drop a couple $100 for the tickets, but you won't miss it. And people are like, "Oh, really?" No, seriously, it's hard to explain in words.
Like Ray.
Like Ray. Poor Ray Louis.
I don't like shows. I don't like to sit still for that long.
Yeah, it's like, dude.
Just sit in one place for that long.
Do you think
long.
We could, like, drug him for a show?
Yeah, we'll just get
him
really...
Give him some Benadryl or something.
Give him stinking drunk and sit him down in in a show.
Yeah, because was definitely my favorite part of Vegas. Definitely.
Yeah.
Basically, every show I was wishing the kids were there with us, because it would have been such a life-expanding experience to have been at those things.
Yeah, you can't go home and explain to them how awesome it is, because that's just not nice.
Well, there is a lot of culture in Vegas, including the hookers, but, you know.
And the foreign car dealers.
Yeah, and see, I like that thing about I had a lot of time to think about them as we're walking, all their shuffling and trying to hand us stuff, and I was thinking, I was telling Heather what we should do sometime is come back with a freezer chest full of ding-dongs. And what was it the one guy was saying?
Nightclubs.
And I was saying we could stand next to him going, ding-dongs,
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 ding-dongs, ding-dongs, ding-dongs,
ding-dongs, ding-dongs, handing out ice-cold ding-dongs to people, just seeing who would take them. And I thought it would be fun,
You'd get arrested.
Do you have a permit for that? Because my sister would bust you from code enforcement.
Yeah, Heather's sister is a code enforcement officer, but she's in North Las Vegas.
True, but she has connections.
I know people would like a nice ice-cold ding-dong.
I'm sure.
And it's much nicer to take than a porny card.
Wouldn't there be shrinkage? Anyway.
And then the other idea I had was to get a whole bunch of those cards and just walk along like one of the people in one of their shirts and just flick them at people's feet. It's like, you're going to put them there anyway.
That's right. They changed the law out there, so those porn folk can only get, they can't get close to you. They have to stay as far away, off to the side as possible. They can't touch you anymore. Used to be they would walk out in front of you. If they saw you weren't paying attention or looking at something, they would walk out in front of you so you ran into them. And then, stuff whatever they had in your hand. And the first time I was there, we just plowed through so many people that were just walking straight at us.
Until I made the mistake. The little Oriental guy ran into me and I said, "Oh my gosh, I'm sorry. Oh,
are you a tourist?
Yeah, are you a tourist? You come in and we have a timeshare.
And I was like,
so from then on, Derek said, put your head down, put your shoulder into him, and
somebody
just don't apologize.
Freaking walking.
Well,
and we only fell for one of those things once. You want to tell it?
Well, I can't even remember what casino we went into. We just went in there to get out of the heat. And this lady was like, we were looking for somewhere to eat.
Yeah.
We were looking for dinner, lunch or dinner. Yeah. And this lady said, it's all the same.
Food.
This lady just said, did you get your comp stuff yet? And then we were like, no. And we just followed her. And it was like, yeah, we can get you free tickets to a show. But, you know.
Stomp. Stomp was one of the shows. But you just have to go to this half hour. And the funny thing is shortly before that, we watched the South Park episode where they go to Aspen for a timeshare.
Yeah, for the timeshare.
That they cannot get out of. And that's all I could think of was like,
everywhere promising you free nights.
Oh, yeah.
This, free this, free that. And basically, there's no such thing as anything free.
Oh, no.
You have to.
But that's just it. So much of that place is built around people's hope for free.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah.
The greed.
What is it the Penn and Teller say at the start of the show? It's a city built on glorious bad math. And it is.
Did they tell you what they brought in case there was something they didn't have anything to do down in Vegas?
No, I didn't tell them that.
What?
We brought South Park in case we didn't have anything to do.
In case there was nothing to do in a town that's open 24 hours a day.
Okay. I'll tell you. Okay, inexperienced travelers. You know, you can bring that if you're going somewhere where you may never leave the hotel.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? The last two times that I had gone, there were actually times where we didn't do anything. But I was with people that didn't want to go anywhere.
Right. But, you know, I had kind of planned your itinerary, so you'd always have somewhere to be.
Yeah.
And because we've done that, too. Heather's dad. We've gone down there and stayed with them.
Bite me.
And doing a whole, you know, really a whole
sitting
hell
around.
Of a lot of nothing. What do you want to do? Oh, I want to sit on the couch, watch TV.
No, wait. The best part was going to the mall, but having to have an agenda on where you wanted to go.
What do you want to buy? Where do you want to shop? I'd kind of like to look around. What do you mean you want to look around?
Oh, my God.
I'd kind of like to go look around. You don't know what you want to buy? Not until I see it.
Wow.
Yeah, so that was probably the last time we ever stayed with them.
Mm.
It was like, yeah, because this is great. Oh, you want to go over to Big Ugly and get some food? Fiesta Henderson's the closest to their house, and so, oh, you want to go over there and eat? Because they've got points on their card, and they can pay for it with their points.
Oh.
And so that's where they take us, and there's a little stupid little cafe for lunch, and then I was like, wow, this is stimulating, thrilling. It's nice being in, you know, this place, the city of sin, and we go to one place over and over.
Like I was telling Heather, if we lived close enough to Vegas to go to shows,
right.
I'd be willing to do shows.
Oh, and I tell you what.
Yeah, because their concerts are awesome down there.
Every major concert goes through Vegas now. Mandalay Bay hosts a lot of that.
Shannon's going to go see Weird Al today.
Yeah.
No, yesterday.
Yeah, it was yesterday at the Henderson Pavilion. But, you know, and the thing is, with Vegas, well, Andy and Andrea lived in Vegas.
Right.
And there's a service you can sign up for that if show tickets don't get picked up, you're on a call list. And you have to agree to take the tickets and use them.
Oh.
But
you get them
they'll call you. It looks like a calling tree. They'll call you, and if you want them, you say yes. The rule is you have to go. Once you've said yes, you have to go fill that seat, but the tickets are free. You pay an annual, a monthly fee for the service, but if they call you, the tickets are free.
Sweet.
You just have to show up. And so that's the thing. I mean, obviously, we don't live close enough to Vegas to take advantage of it, but like you said, if we did, that's what we could do.
Heck yeah.
Because seriously, there is never-ending entertainment options. That's why there's not really many pro sports in Vegas. You got the Las Vegas 51s and the minor league baseball team, and that's it, because the competition for the entertainment dollar is so stiff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's always something to do and see in Las Vegas. All the major concerts go through, obviously, shows. You know, you can't swing a dead one-eyed cat without hitting a freaking show in Vegas. And, yeah, I mean, I thought about going to see Spamalot the last time we were out there, and I think we did, I don't know, Penn and Teller again instead. But that's the nice thing about their show is it changes all the time. And you said you saw some tricks that I have. I've seen them three times and tricks that I've never seen.
Right.
So, wonderful. I'm glad you guys had fun.
We did.
Yeah.
A lot of fun.
Yep. Appreciate your help.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you haven't even touched on the big news from that vacation.
No.
There is no big news. What are you talking about?
What big news? I think Colin should tell everybody.
How'd you do it? How'd you do it?
Quite horribly and poorly. I mean, it's not one for the ages, I'll tell you that.
But
yeah, Heather and I are engaged. So.
Engaged to be married soon to make an honest, all these years of fornicating and living in sin, and you're going to make an honest woman out of her.
I know.
Slated to be married by a justice of the peace, Halloween 2009. Is that the idea?
That is the idea.
So we're going to have a Halloween reception.
Yes. Well, we're actually going to have, we're going to do, because Halloween next year falls on a Saturday. So the day before, we're going to go do the Justice of the Peace thing. So that's the legal part of it all taken care of. And that way, his daughter Jordan can do the ceremony for us.
Right.
So she'll be the one saying, do you, Colin?
Marriage.
So, yes, we're going to have her do that.
Marriage is what brings us together.
Actually, we were thinking of having
her. We were going to have her do that.
Marriage, a wedding arrangement. Hey, my parents are here.
Hello, hello. You can say hi. She said no, no.
Did I hear somebody else out there?
Recordings capture your soul.
Yes,
was he
exactly.
there? Let him in.
Is he standing on the porch?
How long have you been there?
How long have you been there?
Good.
You haven't been waiting outside for a while, though, right?
Still
luckily, you know, we wondered who would wander in if we left the screen door open.
Well, now we know.
Yep. There's Max. He's making noises.
Thank you. Well, you can take him if you want, but I don't think you got what he wants.
Congratulations, it's about time.
Thank you.
TV timeout.
Yep, TV timeout. Hugs are interrupting the podcast.
Oh, yes, you have to see the ring.
Did he? Oh, yeah, Jeff Francis is continuing the Rockies' losing ways, apparently. Uh-huh. Serving up grand slams, but too... We'll finish out the podcast by talking about Heather and mine vacation in Roswell, New Mexico.
Okay.
One of the shittiest places on Earth. You've heard of Disneyland, the happiest place on Earth?
Disneyland?
Roswell, New Mexico, the shittiest place on Earth. Filled with shit and cows and flies. Oh, no, no, no. You think Albuquerque's bad? Travel to Roswell. Good, yeah. No, don't.
That's why they made up the whole aliens thing, just to make it seem
exactly.
Better.
No, seriously,
so
if there's
draw
a town,
people in.
If there's a town that needs, desperately needs something to drive... In, you know, income and tourism, the alien thing is the only reason Roswell still exists. I mean, there might be something out there because it's the dairy capital of the Southwest. But seriously, you drive for what seems like forever through the, you know, the ugliest part of the ugliest state in the U.S., and then suddenly you come across this place.
And
this
listener, if you're from there,
yeah, if you're from there, if you're from there, you suck. Maybe you should find some way to move. What, Justin?
All of New Mexico kind of sucks.
Oh, kind of sucks. All of New Mexico can go straight to hell, for all I care. Oh, it's horrible. It's just like the worst place ever.
I was bored to tears when I drove through it last year.
Oh, it's horrible. But you know what? I know I mentioned this before. You drive through there and you see nothing but just crosses along the side of the road for all the poor idiots who have just taken to drinking themselves to death and then crashing their car and going out in a blaze of glory. Well, now what the state has taken to do is they put these signs up that have pictures of the deceased. It says, don't drink and drive in memory of Jorge or whomever. And it's just like, okay, that really, you know, he deserved to die. But anyway.
That's horrible.
It was a sweet, sweet release.
It was. It was like, thank God I don't have to live in New Mexico anymore. What do you mean? Hell? Okay, cool. It can't nearly be as hot or disgusting. But we did go
flies in hell.
Slightly fewer, yeah. We did go to Carlsbad Caverns while we were there because it's only about 100 miles south of Roswell. And that was a lot of fun.
Yes.
I mean, man, I talk about very impressive cool. natural beauty. You know, you go 750 feet down into the earth, and it's... Where it is, it's like 55 degrees and 90% humidity.
And
so,
it smells like bat guano.
Yeah, it smells like bat shit for most of the way. And you get used to it, like the monkey house at the zoo. But no, it was really fun. It was only $6. Because it's a national park. You know, taxes subsidize that. But no, that was a lot of fun. It was only $6 for the guano tour, yeah. And no, seriously, it's so hard to explain how cool Carlsbad Caverns is if you've never been there.
You get to lick a bat.
I was yeah.
Gotta see a bat skeleton.
Lick a bat, 50 cents.
Oh.
I mean, I always...
You get high if you lick them enough.
Yeah, that's right. Or greasy, because they're greasy little creatures. But I was... You could if you wanted to, but you'd have to keep it in a jar.
In a jar.
But...
It's preserved.
It would be an awfully big jar. Or a small jar if you hate your bat. But I was concerned because we weren't going to like Carl's Adequate Caverns, but Carl's Bad Caverns was good enough for me. Next time, Carl's Good Caverns. But for now. And the funny thing is, you know, I mean, I've gotten bad service at restaurants before. But man, Roswell ain't no good at all. I mean, number one, the flies. The flies are bad enough. But the people just don't care. Like, whatever. I didn't turn your order in or nothing.
Well, because you got everybody coming across the border, okay?
Okay. Oh, sorry. You want the what?
I want foods.
Yes, but the best they are very laid back.
They're very, if laid back means lazy and incompetent. You're right. They're tired. They just didn't get enough sleep. But the best meal we had, sadly, at a Furs cafeteria in Carlsbad. I know. I love furs, and I miss furs.
Hey,
and
the last dinner we had was good, too.
Well, but that was
house.
Made at Franz and Suzanne's home. I mean, how can you go wrong? They did promise us, though, that the service would be better than any other place. Like, well, at least you'll get good service. Okay, because we're cooking for you. Okay. But yeah, Furs Cafeteria. You liked Furs when you were growing up?
I love Furs.
I did, too. And you know what?
It's
the food
still good.
Has not changed. Still tastes exactly the same as it did when we were growing up, and it's wonderful.
That was my second job, actually.
Working at Furs?
Working at Furs.
Well, we're a busser.
Yep.
We probably made your life hell more than once. Which Furs?
It was actually the one right next to Uwe's.
Oh, over on Pike Peak near Ward's, yeah. Yeah, we ate there a lot.
Yep.
We always ate there when I wanted to eat it. I wanted to eat at the one at Rustic Hills all the time because, of course, the Nickelodeon was in there. But no, the one that worked at Clutter. Hated that. Which one are we going to? The one at Ward's. Why?
Breaded okra. And
yeah, okra and chicken fried steak. Chicken fried steak isn't bad. It's all the same. It's all the same as you remember, kids. If you like the Furs Cafeteria, for you kids in the South, it's Luby's. Although apparently Luby's is set up different than Furs. It's what the people that we were with, Suzanne, she's from Texas, and she said, yeah, but this is nothing like Luby's. I'm like, but they're owned by the same company. It's nothing like it. Oh,
well,
okay.
But you serve yourself.
I know.
Isn't don't the people that own McDonald's own Chipotle? They're different.
Yeah. Gave him
what, Mister? Don't start confusing this shit with facts.
Actually, they don't make McDonald's them all gave him a loan,
is that right?
And then they kind of like they've decided to buy a portion of it. So they own stock, but they were
they don't have anything to do with the menu choices.
The ground,
so see, I'm confusing things, and he's
that's what Justin's here for.
Setting you straight.
Yeah.
Justin is here to set everybody straight.
Right. That's what the stick is for.
What stick?
The whacking stick.
The whacking stick. You got the whacking stick with you?
Yeah, but I can't show it to you, baby. Yeah.
Pardon me while I whip this out. Sure. So, yeah. Our vacation wasn't near as spectacular as yours.
I'm sorry.
And we didn't come back engaged because we're married, so it doesn't, you know, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Buy her another ring? No.
Yeah, like that'll
She's good.
She's good.
She's good.
Yeah. She's got a baby. She's
That's
set.
Right. She's got the baby. You know, that was the compromise. She gets a baby, and that's pretty much it.
Oh, yeah? Really?
Yeah. So, Justin, have you gone on any vacations recently? No, I didn't think so. That's pretty much Japan. Yeah.
I wanted to go to England.
Well, you will eventually, right?
Mm-hmm.
Next year.
Yeah. You'll like it, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'll be great. You'll be, like, excited, but not yet.
I was reading that somebody defaced Stonehenge.
Why would they do that?
I don't know.
Don't they have, like, an armed guard there or something?
No, they don't have a guard, but... They just want to talk you out of it.
They threw rocks.
No, please
you
don't.
You don't want to do that. That's been there a long time. But
I was the only one that got that.
Anyway, I don't know what the details were, but what they pointed out in the article was that it's kind of surprising that it hasn't happened more often. I think somebody took some stones from it.
Oh.
So, like souvenirs.
That takes stones.
Oh, I thought maybe they spray-painted.
Spray painted pagan
tagged
shit all over.
Druids were here.
Druids were here. This is not a sundial.
Rock
fuckers.
For a good time, call Jenny. Yeah.
What's a good pagan name? I don't know.
I don't know.
Derek.
Guinevere.
Yeah, for a good time, call Guinevere.
That was funny.
What? But I want to go back to England. I really do.
What are you talking?
Even though it's now a surveillance state, you know.
Well, they just, you know.
Well,
then
you'd
go
like
home and you'd
England
have all manner of web videos to watch.
What's that?
I thought you didn't like England very much.
No, I liked it a lot. I
he
didn't
just
like
hated
being in the Air Force.
Yeah, he hated serving our country.
I hated being in the Air Force in England. I wanted the freedom to do what I wanted, and I didn't have that. So
now he's a man. He's grown up. He can do whatever he wants. He's gonna go back and have freedom.
He's gone to Vegas.
Except
now he'll
apparently,
go anywhere,
you know,
right?
That's right.
Make reservations.
Yeah, duh. Okay, pick up the freaking phone. Call the restaurant. They're not gonna bite your head off and say, "Hello, sir. How can I help you?" And you'll say, "I would like to make a reservation for 2. Oh, for 2 o'clock? No, for 2 people. At what time? 7? How about 7:15? Okay. Click. Easy.
Just well. Click. You didn't ask for a name.
Yeah. Hi, we had the reservations. You didn't take the name.
We had the reservations for 7:15. You and everybody else. Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you for critiquing my phone etiquette.
You're welcome.
Thanks for pointing
that's
that. You didn't take our name. Hard. Well, you'll never get there then. Now, will you?
I know.
You know what? I mean, I went so far as to give him a list of the restaurants with their phone numbers. And it's like I have to hold his hand.
Here's the thing. Here's the real reason I didn't do it. Part of the real reason.
Part of the real mystery reason.
I no longer had long distance on Skype, and I don't have long distance on my regular phone.
You could have just gone to Heather's car and called.
Called from the car, yeah, that's...
Oh, I'm sorry, how hard is it?
Or you could have called us, and we could have called.
I could have made the reservation for you if you asked.
Say, hey, I need a reservation for this time.
But I thought...
I think when you were saying that I needed them, you should have seen the look on my face and realized, oh,
which
I
you didn't get his
you mean the look you have
cues.
All day long?
Yeah, that's the
that
one.
That sour-ass look like all life sucks.
I don't know.
That you have while you're at work before you go home?
Life socks?
Life socks.
Life socks, yeah.
Yeah.
They're actually golf socks. They're kind of...
They wick moisture away.
Is that a microphone?
So.
Yeah. Thanks for stopping the show.
I didn't stop the show.
Way to frickin' go.
Well, but that's about it for this episode. Thanks for joining us. I'm Derek Knight from SonOfCheese.com. You've been listening to the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. Colin Burton from Fizzle and Pop joined us.
Bye.
My recently engaged sister from Matted Spam.
Goodbye.
My wife, Heather.
Au revoir.
Max. Make some noise, Max.
Squeeze him.
Squeeze him. See what happens. Justin Carmichael of Emerald Harrowfantablogspot.com joined us late.
Hey.
As did his wife. The poet Jenny. Hi. So, kids, we'll be back again next Wednesday with more fun and frivolity for ye.
And you can probably guess who will be there.
That was the chair.